Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program, News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. Happy Thursday, the final Thursday of April. There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
No sunscreen required today. No. And the good news, even though it looks like it does outside, it doesn't look like an umbrella is required today, as Keith was pointing out to me. As we broke there at the top of the hour, everything that was lining up to our west has split and gone around Bloomington. How many times have we said that over the years? Plenty. And yes, dark clouds, yes, windy skies, but the radar has nothing in a circle.
It approaches and then just kind of breaks up.
Our force field is strong.
Yeah.
The force is strong in this one, so that's good. It's going to be a quintessential cloudy spring day. And that's fine. It was 84 and sunshine yesterday. I mean, we'd love to do that every day. That's called summer. We'll get to that here coming up in a couple of weeks. But today, the good news is the rain has come and gone. It looks like there's only a 20% chance the rest of the day, only a 10% chance tonight. 62 and 50 are your highs and lows. And we get back into the upper 70s and 80s on the weekend starting tomorrow, Friday. We're going to try to end the work week on a positive note. Rain showers early, isolated thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Chance of rain is 40% on Friday, a high of 78. 61 on Friday night. A thunderstorm, and few of those could be severe. Not so that can't be right, Glass. A few storms could be severe. Thunderstorms in the area. You can't have a thunderstorm and have few of them being severe. That doesn't make any sense. Chance of rain on Friday night is 80%. Saturday, I'm trying, Alan Pease. I'm trying. The Bloomington Kiwanis Club pancake, all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast and Model A Ford show. Chance of rain is 100%. Well,
they've had that before. It's all inside.
Nowhere to go, but
they get some cars and things like that, but you can still see that with an umbrella.
Everything is inside. All you can eat is inside. Mm-hmm. Face painting inside. Miss IU inside. Octopus balloon twist, all that stuff inside. Sheriff's Department's going to be there with you can get a safety ID kit inside. So, and you can look at the cars from inside.
That's right.
From the outside. We would love for sunny skies and everything else to get everybody out there. We will give away some tickets later this hour, a family four-pack.
Cool.
The tickets for the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast are $7 for adults, $5 children, 10 and under. It is all you can eat. Pancakes, eggs, hash browns, juice, coffee, the whole shebang. And we'll give away two adult and two tickets, a family four-pack. Your job. Your job.
My job to give
I'm
them
pointing
away.
At you. Okay. They can hear me pointing at you through the is to remind
they
me.
They can hear my head nodding.
Your job is not to forget to let me remember.
Okay.
Or something like that. Saturday, thunderstorms 100%. We talked about that. Sunday, 90%, but temperatures pushing 80. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com. It is Thursday morning. Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSC school board, and we talk local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderfully. How are you guys?
Not bad, as we always get caught up on Thursday mornings, but the final Thursday of the month is usually a recap of Tuesday night's meeting. We had a chance to talk with Superintendent DeMuth on Tuesday. Got us ready to go. Some heavy lifting was done in your meeting. We had the federal government intervening in a couple different situations. Right. One was school lunches, and one, obviously, with your bonding to get ADA caught up on some of your buildings. Tell me what I saw on Tuesday night and what we heard.
Well, you're right, Glass. We did approve that we, for the sale of bonds for $7 million for six specific projects. And I think it's, for some people, it might be kind of surprising that we don't have an elevator in Binford. And we have children who are on the first floor and students who are on the bottom floor. So we need that elevator for accessibility. Plus, it makes it a whole lot easier when you're moving furniture and things like that. So that's one of our major projects. We also have some bathroom projects that are not compliant with the ADA. So the bond issues will allow us to take care of, I think some roofing projects too, some really important things that we need to take care of. It's going to mean our debt remains consistent. It won't increase our debt levy, so people won't see an increase in their taxes.
We'll just replace it, won't it? The old debt is
expiring bonds, they're being paid off, and new bonds replacing them.
But the new bonds replacing, as you mentioned, are not going to be at a rate where it will increase anything. And, right. And by the way, I'm getting nervous with all this financial stuff. I saw Tim Thrasher's retiring in June.
That's right.
Is that okay?
We have a new person. Fantastic.
Well, that's good. He's been working with Tim.
That's right.
Learning the ropes on all that. But Tim has been 8 years? I've lost
count. I know. And I think that's what people know. When people are talking about government entities and finance, they always make reference to a Tim Thrasher. I mean, I think he really is the epitome of someone who can manage finances, is very trusted. He's able to explain things so that people understand, and we know school funding formula isn't easy. So, you know, everybody deserves a chance to retire, and boy, you know, we would love to keep him forever, but our new manager of business operations or director of business operations, John Kenny, is wonderful. He came from the IU Foundation.
Oh, good.
He's worked at Earlham. He has experience in working with government finance, and that's what's really important.
Yeah, you need a little red tape reference, don't you?
I know. Yeah, he's and it's amazing, Glass. At our last two meetings, he's been there to walk us through the bond issues.
Great.
He's really very comfortable in this position. So, so grateful for him and for Tim for working with Mr. Kenny so that we just have a nice smooth transition.
And congratulations. What do you know when you're late and you say happy belated birthday? What do you do when you're early? Happy pre-retirement, Tim.
I have a great retirement.
There you go.
That's what you do.
So he's not retired yet, but great to have John aboard, and hopefully that's a smooth transition. Because Sue, we know the educational system, the way it's funded and the way the money has to be kept in different silos and the way you can use this and use that. But we know we have to keep up with the federal requirements, and that's really what this bonding issue is about, to a degree, to make sure everything's ADA capable. And then, of course, if you have a leaky roof, you have so many other problems, you start with the roof.
Oh, I know, because my house just had a leaky roof. Two weeks ago.
Not fun. Because then you get leaky drywall, and then you get leaky carpet, and then you get I've been there. I know how that goes.
It had to be dealt with immediately. So yeah. I hear you. But in addition to Mr. Thrasher leaving, we also have a few other people who we talked about their retirement. And it includes Peggy Chambers, our
Associate Superintendent.
Who is our personnel director, and also Betty Anderson, who's been a longtime assistant principal out at Bloomington High School North. So we're going to honor those people Wednesday at an Evening of the Stars, which our superintendent started a few years ago. Instead of just a coffee reception for our retirees, we're doing a big banquet, and we're going to celebrate our retirees plus outstanding stars from each of our schools, and that's always—it's just always a wonderful celebration. You know, we can't really say thanks enough to our teachers. So, but this is just one more thing we can do.
Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSE school board and join us every Thursday morning. And then, obviously, the federal lunch prices,
school lunch prices.
That's not hugely surprising, Sue. We know pretty much any good has gone up. The price goes up. It really never comes down, sadly.
Right,
that's
and we
part
have
of it.
There's a formula, which I really can't explain to you. I mean, not that it's a secret or anything. I don't know exactly what the formula is. But there's a federal formula where we have to raise our paid lunches to be in line with how much we get reimbursed from the federal government. It's still a really good deal. What is? I can't remember exactly what it is, Keith. Is it like
270 for a high school?
280 something, yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, a high school is a little bit more than elementary school. Of course, our students who receive free lunch, were reimbursed by the federal government, and students who are on reduced price lunches pay 40 cents.
Yeah, so, the statistics on that are we have 3,000 plus students that are on the free and 700 some that are on the reduced lunch program system wide.
Right. And those kids are then also eligible for free or reduced price textbooks, which we know families have to pay for in the state of Indiana, unlike many other states. But
why don't they change that? That's I guess we're a state, Indiana. We learned this in annexation. We're one of three that does it completely different than everybody else does. And with textbooks, we're one of three that does it. And then if you want to talk about Sunday beer sales, we're one of three that does it different than everybody else.
We pride ourselves on that.
We are we are hanging on to something. I'm not sure what it is, but we are hanging on to something.
Hey, Sue, I want to bring up something because Mike's sitting here with the daughter, and we just had a great, great program for young girls in the school system, the GEMS program, and it was a huge success to get young ladies interested in the, what do you want to call it, the sciences, engineering, technology, those kinds of things.
GEMS, GEMS stands for Girls in Engineering, Math, and Science, and that was this past Saturday morning, sponsored by the foundation and the school corporation, and as a result, there are a lot of women who work in engineering, math, and science who were brought in with a lot of different show and tell things, you know, robotics and different technology. And they engaged the kids who were there. These were all girls who were in fifth and sixth grade throughout Monroe County. And
what grade your daughter in, Mike?
Second.
So she's got a little bit.
We got to get her warmed up first.
This is going to be repeated every year. It was so successful. The kids had so much fun, and it's really nice that we can do some things to show girls, young girls, that there are women who work in math and science, and we want to help support them doing that.
You know what the most telling part about that presentation, Sue, was that little video they showed ahead of time where they had little girls sitting down. They said, name some famous inventors, and there wasn't a single girl could name a female inventor. They could name all the men, you know, Ben Franklin and Thomas Edison, stuff like that. And that's part of what this is about, is to show young girls that they have careers in this. And then, of course, they introduced the concept of all of the females that have invented things to them. And it was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Empowerment's a very, very important part of development.
Right, exactly. So I'm happy that Andrew, our PR guy, did that video, and he could bring that to the school board meeting and show a video and some photos and some reactions of those girls, because they were just having a great time.
Sue, before we let you go, there were some staff hires we should talk about because these are important people.
You know, Alan Defoe, who is the director of Hoosier Hills Career Center that's out attached to North, is retiring, and Christy McBride, who's been the assistant director out there, and she also worked for BGS. She's done a lot of different things, but she's going to be the director out there. This woman is energetic. She's a go-getter. She loves what she does, and I'm real excited for the future of Hoosier Hills. And then we were talking about Tim Thrasher retiring, Adam Twilliger as the interim assistant director of business operations. When John Kenny is promoted to director of business operations, Adam will lose the interim title, and he'll be assistant director of business operations. And Adam has been a math teacher for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real exciting that somebody from within our school corporation could advance to that position. And then we also hired Julius Hanks as our coordinator of diversity opportunities. And many people in our community may know Julius. If they don't, he's a daughter of Diane Hanks, who's worked for our school corporation. I mean, the son, who's worked for the school corporation, who's worked for our school corporation for a long, long time. So we're really, really pleased to have Julius agree to work with us, because he's also trying to finish up a dissertation for a PhD. So that can be pretty time consuming, and this job could be taking away from that. But we're just real fortunate that he agreed to do this with us.
Now, before we finish this, Mike, get this one in your mind, too.
What's that?
We always talk about the last Tuesday of the month. Next month, the meeting will be May 16th, not the last Tuesday.
Gotcha. So we will make sure.
Because of Memorial Day and all the other things.
We're getting too close to the end of school and all that. You don't have any days to fill in. It's been a very calm ride weather-wise. That's been the good news. Sue, remind us one more time, when is the big banquet at the Convention Center? The Evening of Stars.
It is May 3rd at 6 o'clock, Convention Center, Evening of the Stars. We're going to celebrate and thank our retirees.
Is that open to the public?
Initially, I don't know if we have any tickets left, though.
No, it would have been if they bought tickets, but I think what we heard was that tickets were sold out. And so it'll be a great time for those of us who have tickets.
Outstanding. We'll get a full review of it from you and Keith coming up next.
May 16th. Or actually, it'll be earlier than that. It'll be next Thursday.
Well, you'll be on the air with us.
We'll talk about it next Thursday.
That's right. All right. Sounds good. Thanks for your time, as always. Get that leaky roof taken care of. And
It's all taken care of. It was replaced in 4 days. So
there you go. Very nice.
It was a fast one. Okay.
And we hope
thank you, guys.
And we hope you get your bond paid off shortly.
Okay. Exactly. I hear you.
Thanks, Sue.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.